Day two at Crufts 2024 at the NEC. Goodness me, it is busy. And it's great to find a little bit of room to catch up with Dr. Scott Miller. Scott, really good to see you again. It must have been 12 months or more since we last spoke. Are you well?
Yes, Steve, thank you so much. Yeah, really well. It's wonderful to be back here at Crufts. It's always such an amazing event and just always wonderful to be surrounded by dog lovers and dogs, of course.
What have you been up to in the past 12 months?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've done quite a bit this year. It's been pretty hectic. So for this morning, I managed to go to the Arctic on an Arctic adventure and see polar bears, and that was pretty incredible. I've also been to Ukraine twice, helping with a number of charities, going right to the front line, wearing the Kevlar. So that was been incredible. And then, yeah, lots of very different wild and wacky things, rescuing sheep from cliff edges in Scotland. Meeting orangutans. It's never a dull moment. It's fantastic. I always love my job.
Oh, what a fantastic life you have, from polar bears to Ukraine. Goodness me. When you go on those trips, are you going partly with a tourist head on, and partly with your veterinary head on, or does the pendulum swing depending on what you're doing?
Well, I think like all of us, you know, you're always interested in different places. So there's always that element of sort of interest and investigation, but I do tend to travel a lot with my profession on my shoulder. So I do a lot of volunteering. I think it's really important for people to use the spare time they have. Not that I've got a huge amount of that, but basically to give back. And volunteering is a really brilliant way to do that. And whatever you're passionate about, it doesn't have to be about animals, but for me it is. And therefore I volunteer a lot in various countries around the world and also here in the UK. So I was just up working with a charity in North Wales. Operated on a few dogs whilst I was there. They tend to put me to work wherever I go.
Now, you're here at Crufts with YouMove.
Yes.
And this is an interesting area because it's about joint care, which, like a lot of welfare for animals, has really seems to have sprung front of mind for so many pet owners.
Well, I think that mobility and agility are very key things that people are talking about here at Crufts. And I think also that dogs and cats are actually living a lot longer these days due to advances in veterinary medicine. But joint supplements like YouMove help massively. And not only is it about treating your animal once they start slowing down and showing some signs of joint stiffness, but actually almost pre-medicating them, kind of giving them the tools for their body to keep their joints as healthy as possible. So, yeah, I think there's not really a more apt products being sold here at Crufts and YouMove.
I guess it's no different to humans, isn't it? We think about ourselves, you know, my hips and knees are going, and you take supplements for arthritis. So considering it for dogs and cats, particularly, I mean, that's a natural progression.
100%. We all get old. We all get sore. Get
some quicker
jokes
than others.
you're aging beautifully, Stephen. I would say that there's so many dogs that tend to age a little bit prematurely. Maybe they're a little bit bigger. Some dogs have issues with joint health from very early stages. And so I think using a supplement that you know works, and I think that's really key. The YouMove product is based on really high quality ingredients. And as a clinician, we see a lot of joint supplements on the market, but it's really difficult to actually recommend them because you're never sure what's in them. You're never sure what the quality of the ingredients are and if it actually works. And what I would say is, from my point of view as a vet with over 25 years clinical experience, that YouMove really works. I used it with my dog who had spinal issues and joint issues after she had a disc rupture when she was about 8. And after that, her mobility was off. And I managed to get all the way to 14 and a half. She was the dog that I would never have wanted to let go, but she had all of those good years because we used YouMove and it allowed her joints to be as healthy as possible. So I think it's just an investment in the relationship between you and your dog to use a supplement like that to keep them as healthy as possible.
Good dog owners, dog enthusiasts and breeders all know of some of the inherent issues with various breeds. We might think about hip dysplasia in some dogs. Are there breeds that are more susceptible to their joints showing problems later on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of big dogs potentially that grow quickly in a short space of time. They normally do suffer the worst. There are definitely some breed specific conditions like hip dysplasia. You know, it's one of the issues that we see maybe more in things like German Shepherds, Labradors quite commonly. a lot of the breeders within the Kennel Club are working to hip dysplasia scoring now to try and actually reduce the genetic predisposition for animals having hip dysplasia. So there's a lot of science that goes behind this, a lot of thought that goes behind it, because they aren't just dogs anymore. These are members of the family and you want to do your very best for them. And so if you do have a breed that has a predilection to a mobility specific issue like hip dysplasia, then of course supplements like U-Move are an absolute necessity in my opinion.
I guess as a vet you must see lots of people coming in with their dogs and they have a loving relationship with them, and that usually revolves around food and treats, and you must see overweight dogs yeah. that don't get enough exercise. I'm guessing diet and exercise are two cornerstones of an active, healthy animal.
Absolutely. I mean, look, we all love to be fed, and exercise sometimes can be a bit of a struggle, but it's the discipline that we all need to keep ourselves happy and healthy and to live long lives. And if you love your dog and you want to have as much time as possible with them, then those things are absolutely 100% important. So I think there is a bit of an obesity epidemic in canines at the moment here in the UK, which does need to be addressed. And so looking to reduce treats, make sure you're managing the portion sizes that you're giving them, or even looking at a low-fat formula food if they aren't winning the battle of the bulge. But exercise, of course, is something that you have to be careful with when they're growing. You have to be careful to limit it, to not exacerbate things like hip dysplasia. And then as they grow older, of course, you have to slow it down a bit so they don't injure themselves. So it's a fine balance at all times, but working alongside your local friendly vet is the way to go. And always sort of listen to that advice. And the leaner you can keep them and the more movement that you can bring into their everyday, then you're going to have that canine companion for longer. And that's what we all want.
So many dog owners get confused between the difference between kibble, wet food, raw yeah. food, and sometimes the sort of trend pendulum swings, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. So I'm not going to get involved with that because it can be quite a political hot potato or hot bit of kibble. So it's not something, it's certainly something that I would say, as long as it's a complete balanced diet and it's giving your dog absolutely everything they need. Home-cooked diets can sometimes be a bit problematic because you're just not always adding in everything. I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't know exactly how to cook the perfect food for my dog at home. So that's why I'll always go for something commercial. But what I would say is that most commercial diets don't always supplement for absolutely everything that can improve the quality of your pet's health. And so supplements like U-Move always work perfectly in synergy alongside any diet.
Now, I know you're in great demand here on the U-Move, very big stand here at Crufts. But you have been before, you know the show.
Yep.
What are the bits that you're smiling? What are the bits that put that glint in your eye? What do you like to go and see?
Do you know, I love a bit of Discover Dogs action. I love comparing the biggest and the smallest dog and thinking that they could make a baby. I don't want to see, but at the same time I sort of do. Like, it's, you know, it's I love the fact that there are these huge dogs and these tiny dogs, and everything in between. Over 200 breeds of dog are shown here. There's something like 19,000 competitors, 26,000 dogs here doing all sorts of things, from agility to heel work to music, medical detection dogs, guide dogs, police dogs. It's the rich tapestry of canine life, which I absolutely love. And there's just an energy here, which is people who love animals generally are good eggs, and it's a privilege to be around them.
Do you have a dog?
I do, I have two.
Those dogs must be the best looked after dogs in the whole of the country.
Do you know, but they're still naughty and they still poo in the carpet, and I'm not happy about it. So, you know, even a vet who, you know, tries to give people advice on a regular basis still gets it wrong. You know, we're all people, and our dogs aren't perfect either, but we all love them just the same.
What breeds have you got?
So I've got a Bernedoodle who we got as a therapy assistance dog for my son who has autism, and she's just like she's like a puppet as a dog. She's ludicrous, and that's why her name is Ludo. And then we have Scully, who actually delivered my cesarean section at about 2 o'clock in the morning at my practice, and she is a mixture of little white fluffy dogs like Bichon, Cotton Tatoulier, Toy Poodle. And then, yeah, the owner gave us one of the puppies as a present. So she's been out with us for 7 years, and the heart of the family. So if you're walking around Crufts and you want to come and check out the UMIV stand, it is at Hall 3A. And all of the team are here to help. There's loads of amazing vets here. They've got loads of great advice. So come and check it out and have a chat.
Fantastic. Scott, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of Crufts.
Steve, you're a gent. Thank you.